Stand, please. Stand as you are able. I forgot my glasses, so if I squint, forgive me. Stretch. Stretch. Get your blood flowing. Get your air moving. Find your energy.
John Cook is a professor of music at Illinois State University and is the director of the Illinois State University Civic Chorale, which combines students with community members. It's a work of passion for Cook, sharing his love of choral music and inspiring the participants to sing to new heights. But there's one thing he cannot abide.
The bane of my existence in Civic Chorale is the letter S.
So the letter S gets special treatment in every warm-up for the ISU Civic Chorale.
Okay, short hisses.
When we have words like Deus Sabaoth, and there's all these S's, and if people don't put them in the right place, for me as a director, it's like nails on the chalkboard. It's like, don't do that, because it sounds like we have snakes in the pit, all hissing, you know?
That doesn't mean take out every S, but watch your hisses.
Helping his singers navigate the tricky S is part of Cook's plan to help the singers advance their skills. And Louise Andrew, who has been a member of the ISU Civic Chorale since it began in 1968, appreciates Cook's guiding hand.
He's comical on top of that. Sometimes he'll say something kind of low and makes us all just burst out laughing because he's being a little sarcastic and we've been called to attention. So I love him. He's a great director.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Judy Hines, who has been with the group for 35 years, echoes that sentiment. She appreciates how Cook tells it like it is and focuses the group to be their best.
He has these rehearsals so planned. We'll do a warm-up, and we start right away, and we sing constantly. It's not like there's any downtime. Sometimes he'll say, now think about this, or what do you think this means in Latin?
Among the vocal ensembles in the Twin Cities, the ISU Civic Chorale stands out as a longtime haven for singers of any age, drawing together about 100 performers who range from college students to retirees. They're bonded by their love for singing major classical works, plus Christmas carols for their annual holiday concert. Established as a town and gown endeavor in 1968, the ISU Civic Chorale gives participants a unique opportunity to get to know the older and younger generations while tackling some sometimes challenging classical repertoire. Tracy Cook is a professional singer and wife of director John Cook. Tracy performed with the ISU Civic Chorale as an undergraduate at ISU and occasionally still performs with the group as a soloist. She says the strength of the organization can be found in the diversity of its performers.
You could be standing next to a student that's majoring in art design, standing next to a person who's an engineer, standing next to somebody who sells insurance during the day. And that's what makes chorale so cool. There's nothing more beautiful to me than watching a 70-year-old woman with a huge smile on her face, parking and barking through Verdi's Requiem, and just loving every second of it. Now, she may not have the most beautiful voice or may not be the most rhythmically accurate, but together as a mass, they become one organism that is, through that one organism, is putting through a common goal, and that's to make great music.
Ashley Schlottweiler is the graduate assistant for the ISU Civic Chorale. She feels the organization creates a sense of community in a way that differs from a strictly university ensemble or a strictly community choir.
So it's so nice because you have people with such a wide range of abilities. You have performance majors in this group, but you also have people who've been singing for 60, 70 years, who, you know, just phenomenal backgrounds and experiences that are all coming together. And it's really nice to be able to create one identity together.
This is the fifth semester Evan Porter has been in the chorale. He's a junior at ISU and is majoring in health promotions. And he says one of the reasons why he remains in the chorale is that he appreciates the mix of singers. Porter says he looks up to the older members of the chorale, who are supportive of the younger set.
there's obviously a reason people are coming back year after year after year. So it just gives me another reason to just keep coming back because it's just such a good group of people.
Ed Hines is a baritone bass in the group. Years ago, he had just been hired for a teaching position in the ISU College of Education when he first heard about the ISU Civic Chorale. In fact, he and his wife Judy were still unpacking from their move when their neighbor, John Farrell, who was the director of the chorale at that time, stopped by to welcome them and ask if they would be interested in joining the organization. They did, and over 35 years later, they're still with the chorale. Hines says the music is great, but notes that mixing with the students is also a part of the appeal of belonging.
They become friends. We have students to our house for dinner and on vacation, and the students really seem to enjoy it also.
Getting to know the students has always been a part of the pleasure of Civic Chorale for Louise Andrew. She says the students are a source of delight and surprise, like the young tenor who sat next to her in rehearsal.
And one night he told me he got drunk over the weekend and couldn't remember what he was doing. And I said to him, what about just not drinking? That might be bad. I might do something I wouldn't want to remember. So I've enjoyed the kids, but I've loved the singing.
When the pressure of academics gets to be too much, Evan Porter says he can count on his work with the Civic Chorale to bring on the bliss.
I love music, but I'm not that good at it. But I feel like I can just come here and like screw up a bunch of notes and no one's going to like side-eye me or be like, what was that? She just can like enjoy the music and have a musical experience without like the pressure of being in a higher level class or playing an instrument or something like that.
There's no need to audition to be a part of the ISU Civic Chorale, although participants do have to be able to read music and ready to tackle foreign languages. Ed Hines says there's plenty of room to grow and learn as part of the ensemble.
And I love singing near the music majors, both undergraduate and graduate, because they're a lot better than I am, and that helps me get better. And I spend a lot of extra time learning the music, and it's just been a wonderful experience.
The group practices for a couple of hours on Monday evenings. For their 50th anniversary concert, director John Cook has selected two works from British composer John Rutter. Cook says his programming selections are meant to inspire the audience.
There's this element of celebration in both the Mass of the Children and the Magnificat. So both pieces have taken old texts, they've taken new texts, they've taken portions of Masses and kind of blended them together. And there's just some really awesome music and so fun and contrasted with just beautiful vocal lines.
Keeping the singers challenged while maintaining accessibility for the audience is one of Cook's main goals with the Civic Chorale. When he signed on to take over the organization in 2010, the singers were initially wary of him. That's according to Ed Hines, who says Cook's background in opera was at first intimidating to the group. But the singers soon discovered that Cook's leadership opened up new opportunities for the chorale.
And for us, it's an opportunity to learn a whole new repertoire. We've sung one opera 2 years ago, and we're going to do another one in the spring. And we really like John because we're learning a lot. And he has a wonderful demeanor in front of the group. He doesn't push us that hard, but he knows how to do it in a very quiet, understated way. And he's a magnificent conductor. We've really enjoyed working with him.
Prior to John Cook taking the helm of the chorale in 2010, the group went through a bleak period of dwindling numbers and revolving door directors. Longtime chorale member Judy Hines credits John Cook with having the vision to make sure the chorale was its own unique entity.
It used to be a standalone. You know, we were never with any other groups with ISU. And then we had a few directors that didn't want to do another preparation. So if they had concert choir, they didn't want to do another preparation for us. And so they put us together with concert choir. And that was okay. But the thing about John that's so exceptional, he's bringing us back to a standalone choir. And it's been an exceptional experience.
John Cook was determined not to let the Civic Chorale lose its luster and its unique position in the community, so he eagerly picked up the baton. His desire is simply to help the group succeed.
They come up to me after a concert and they'll look at me and say, "Wow, we've come a long way since our first rehearsal in January, and this concert was really good." You know, that's kind of my pay for doing this.
Tracy Cook says John's efforts with the Civic Chorale have reinvigorated the group, laying the groundwork for another 50 years of music.
Community members join now because the leadership of the chorale is so strong, and it's moving forward, and it has a vision.
And Louise Andrew, who has been performing with the Civic Chorale ever since that first concert 50 years ago, says each concert is a delight for which she is always grateful.
I love ISU because of what they've done for me. They've allowed me to live my life and include the great music I would love to hear every day.
Andrew says she might not be there for the next 50 years, but feels confident that the organization will have another half century of engaging performances ahead of them, uniting town and gown in the love of classical music. I'm Laura Kennedy.